You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Inflation has been low for years and is still running at a low level. So why worry about inflation in our retirement planning? Well, Coach Pete warns that even low inflation constantly erodes your dollars. And now that retirement is lasting longer than ever, the accumulated loss of buying power can have a disastrous effect on your savings. While CDs are safe, their low interest rate of return is on track to be outpaced by inflation. Coach advises caution, as always, but he adds that your portfolio needs built-in growth vehicles to outpace inflation.
So last week I had something called LASIK surgery. Are you guys familiar with that?
Oh, myself, yes. I love being under that suction cup on your eye.
Well, Parker, well, that was a bad thing, but the good thing is I can see now.
It's worth it.
I can see clearly.
The rain is gone.
Somebody did a song like that, didn't they? Thomas, you ever had it?
No, I haven't. My eyes are actually too bad to be able to get it.
Matter of fact, last week was a tough week for me because I had a colonoscopy on Tuesday and had LASIK on Thursday.
Oh,
you talk about covering both ends. Should have done the LASIK first. So I didn't want to watch what's going on.
There you go.
Yeah.
An extra
anyway,
volume.
But everything came out great. So I don't have to go back until 5 years, another 5 years to the colonoscopy, and hopefully never have to go back for the LASIK.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world when you wake up and you don't have to find your glasses to know where the bathroom is.
Now, finding my eyes, you only have two eyes. So before I went in for that, I did some research because I wanted to trust the doctor that I was going to.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you have a laser pointed at your eye.
But I met with the doctor, and I really liked her.
Okay.
And she had a really good track record, and she said everything that she answered all my questions. And I didn't have too many questions because, I mean, I'm not a doctor. What am I going to know, right?
Right.
I just wanted to make sure I trusted her and felt right. And I can draw the parallels between this and picking a financial advisor out.
100%.
I wasn't telling her how to do the LASIK because I don't know a thing about the LASIK. I just know I wanted to keep my head very still when she started doing her thing. I didn't want to move.
There you go.
And so many times, and folks, many of you out there are guilty of this, you will overanalyze your financial planner and not let them do the job they're supposed to do. If I would have been trying to tell her what to do with the laser, I'd probably have cross-eyed right now. Right? So again, you want to trust a professional and then let the professional do their work, especially if we're talking about money management. When we're talking about the stock market, if you're in the stock market, it's not a minute-to-minute, day-by-day thing. So if you give the money manager money to manage, let them manage it. And you have to know you should leave them alone for at least 3 or 4 years before you start bugging them about the return. Because market cycles are 5 to 7 years. And if you put money into a money manager and then you try to manage the manager, you should be doing it yourself.
Yep.
Really. And we see this a lot of times. I read articles about people overanalyzing managers. Now, some managers, you shouldn't have put the money there to begin with.
Sure.
And
true.
It's always good to get a second opinion. Mm. But once the second opinion is done, and we, you know, you make sure you do it with a fiduciary who has to take your needs and put them ahead of anyone else's. And so if you go into a guy who's not a fiduciary, then every single account you show him or her, they're going to say it's not good. Bring the money to them.
Yep.
Right? So we issue stamps of approval when people come in. We say your money management's fine. Keep it where it is. Or we may say, you've got a great money manager. Unfortunately, you don't have any core built yet, so let's take some of that money and put it to a core you don't have to worry about anymore.
We're legally bound to give them that type of advice.
So too many people, though, I see out there are over-managing their managers, and that's not the way to succeed because Dalbar, organization that ranks investor behavior, says that most Americans underperform the market by 3 times. So if the market's up 9, you get 3. And
sounds
the reason
right.
is because we micromanage our investments.
Wow.
And we do the wrong thing at the exact wrong time. You sell when you should buy, you buy when you should sell, you hold when you should get out, or you get out when you should be holding.
Yep.
So the number one thing to do to get the peace of mind, and I had total peace of mind, believe me, these are my only two eyes.
Yep.
I may like to talk, but I like to look around too. So you need to trust somebody. And so I had a firm trust with Dr. Lori Travers, very good one right in my area here. And I also trusted a friend of mine who also works with us, Steve Siddall, because he had gone there before. And so I trusted him to tell me that she was
good.
She's
who I went to as well. She's great.
Parker went there too. So there's good ones out there, and there's good planners out there. So you have to trust. I mean, I had total confidence. I didn't worry at all. It was a scary one night. If anyone's ever had LASIK, that first night, it's not too
sand
fun.
In your eye. Yeah.
But, all right, roll the sound.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
Every now and then we bring Parker Holland, who's our chief planner upstairs, down into the studio to go over a million-dollar case study. Parker, welcome in again, and let's talk about your case. By the way, this is the first time I'm hearing it, folks, so I want to make, I'm taking notes. See the pen out, Marty? Here it is.
So I met with a gentleman this week. He's 60 years old. Retirement's right around the corner, runs his own company. He's looking at 2 years from now retiring. Now, he has $1.5 million sitting there, but we're looking at making that $1 million his core for his income plan. So what he was looking at was he needed around $55,000 a year to get his expenses where he needs it. I'm talking about gross numbers here, $55,000 taxable income. What he wanted was $55,000 to make sure he couldn't outlive it. He ran all the numbers. He was a spreadsheet guy, kind of like me, and he was looking at everything, and he just kept saying, there's a chance I'm going to run out of money. He had, like you were talking about, Coach, earlier, his family tree was healthy. He had health care concerns down the road, and we just wanted to make sure that income was always there.
And so what happened?
So what we did is we put him in that middle column, that hybrid core. We wanted to put a floor underneath his volatility. No matter what happens tomorrow in the market, he will not lose a penny. So what happened? $55,000 a year started to come out in 2 years, and we actually were able to get $58,000. That's a 5.8% payout all the way through age 121 with no market volatility.
So he's going to get at least $58,000. Can he have more?
He can have more. Actual performance, that was based on the market being down the next 30 years. Actual performance, he was getting $64,000 a year, consistent with a 3% cost of living adjustment. That's inflation on there, folks. 3% inflation protection, $64,000 a year, never ran out of money.
So inflation protection means that 64 would grow then.
True.
So it's $64,000, but he could get more and more each year, right? Growing by 3%?
Exactly. The market goes up, he gets more. The market stays down, he's still getting that 3% growth on that money. So $64,000 today could possibly grow to $120,000, even higher down the road.
Per year?
Per year.
So once he walks into that higher number, it won't go back down if the market tanks, is what you're saying?
Correct. That 64 goes to 70, the market's down, it stays at 70.
And this was taking $1 million of his dollars. He still had $500,000. What'd you do with the other $500,000?
$500,000, we put that in the market, and like Coach always says, shouldn't be in the market for 10 minutes if you can't stand and not touch it for 10 years, but we had that buffer in there. We had the core in place. That was our, let's call it fun money.
So we said, quote, put it in the market. You just didn't throw it in the market. You did a money managed platform with that to try to minimize downside and maximizing upside with a true money management, right?
Correct. No commissions, no trade costs, true individual stock bond strategy, minimize the volatility, maximize the return.
So he's 60. What year were you showing him retiring at?
60. The year he turned 63, which was 2 years down the road.
Okay, so he's high 60 then.
High 60.
61. All right, so he's almost 61. So in two years, he's going to start taking income. And how many years did you expect his life to last? Even though it doesn't matter because he's going to get income for the rest of his life. But how many years did you do your example on?
Ran it through age 94, which was the life expectancy we agreed at. Now, the numbers work through 121, but at 94, a $1 million investment generated right beneath $2 million in income. And he still had money left at the end. Now, that was with the market performance. If the market's down the next 30 years, there wasn't that nest egg left, but he was still getting that income.
That was in a principal protected account.
So his money would always come to him.
It would always come to him.
So he got income for 32 years in your example. Because he went from 62 to 94.
Correct.
32 years. He took in about $2 million, still had money left over, and still had his managed account. How much, you know, we don't know whether to grow, but I mean, it started with $500,000. Hopefully, it'd be more than that.
Assuming just a 6% return, that $500,000 was right under $3 million.
Well, you said a magic word that I don't like. What was it?
Assume.
I don't like that word. So you put $500,000 and it could be $500,000 or less, or it could be as high as $6 million. You never know.
You never know. There's full volatility.
But that was on the risk side. That was his explore after he already had his core that was giving him the income, more than enough income he needed for the rest
of his
life. That's
what we were comfortable leaving outside the core plan.
Yeah. So very, very important. I hadn't heard this case before, Thomas, as you know. That's why I'm drilling him a little bit, because
absolutely,
we need to ask, make sure that the plan meets my expectations of what it should be. Mm-hmm. Marty, what do you think?
I think that's wonderful. That's one of the things that we do every time that we put a plan in front of a client. It's signed off by our entire team, including Coach Pete.
Donald, how much would he have?
Millions and millions.
I think so too. All right. Very good example, Parker. This is somebody with $1.5 million, mm-hmm. but this strategy would work for someone with $400,000. It'd also work with somebody even more, with someone with $3 million or $4 million.
True. There's no cookie cutter strategy or approach. It's molded for each individual client, their living expenses, their standard of living.
Folks, if you're one of the next 15 callers who call in today, you could have an example done like this for you. We'll also do a retirement roadmap. We'll do a financial review, a one-page review. It'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. This is over $1,000 value. We're going to give away complimentary, absolutely free, with no obligation, to the next 15 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, what this consists of is taking the mystery out of the retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We're also going to run that core and explore strategy and a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. There's also a tax analysis thrown in, as well as the most important part, what Parker was just talking about. We will run a customized income plan that will utilize proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. We call it the Total Retirement Plan. Folks, every single person listening to the show needs their very own customized Total Retirement Plan. If you're one of the next 15 callers, you can check that off your list today.
That's right. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, connect with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.